Hey guys, welcome back to Just Vibing. It's your host Pamela, and today I have another story for you. And you know, since my co-host isn't with me, I'm just gonna be doing sip and spill to the end of the year. But I promise you, next year we're gonna be doing video podcasts, vodcasts. I think it's called vodcasts. And you're going to be recording with a lot of fun guests. But for now, it's just me. And I'm going to be doing a lot of sip and spill to keep you entertained and keep you listening, basically. Well, keep you entertained most days. The goal is to keep you entertained, nothing more. So welcome back to another episode of Just Vibing. And today, the story I have for you is kind of like a mix between a very entertaining story and actual warning and moral lesson for so many females out there, basically. So stay tuned and enjoy. As you know, this is called Just Vibing, and you can listen to this show on Instagram. Just type in the Dish Talk Show on the set in the search bar, and you see all the shows we have listed under the bio of the Dish Talk Show. If you want to listen to any the podcasts and of the shows, just click the link in the bio. You see a lot of platforms you can have access to this podcast and so many other shows that we have. I'll also put the link to the show in the story, so if you're following and you want to listen to other shows, you can just go to the story or the highlights and just click the link. Everything is sorted out in the highlights of just the Dish Talk Show. Also, this show is available on Apple Podcasts, and it's also available on Amazon Music and Spotify always, and so many other platforms as well, Google Podcasts and so many, Radio Public, so many other podcasts. But these are the main sites and podcast sites rather. These are the main, but these three, and it's also available on YouTube as well. So these three, we're starting to create a TikTok account so you can get videos and snippets and all that. But for now, it's on YouTube, Spotify, App Podcast, and Amazon Music, and so many other platforms listed in the link in the bio. So just stay tuned and enjoy. Also, remember, you can leave a comment or ask a question by just going to the Spotify link, and you see the option where you can vote, ask, leave a question, leave a comment, and we'll get back to you and respond to your comments on the show. Okay, today I'm going to be talking about the day an Instagram weirdo stalked and harassed me in real life. So basically, this person stalked my location, basically, and was always looking out for me and then harassed me. So I'm going to give you the tea right after we talk about the drink of the day. You know, we started the drink of the day in the very first episode, and this is episode 3, by the way. So the very first episode, we came up with the what's the drink of the day, because this is sip and spill. We're going to have a lot of drinks on the show because we are drinking and we are spilling the tea. So take a sip of the tea and then we'll spill the tea. So today I'm drinking, what's this, this is white wine, but it's an old white wine, and I poured it out in a decanter, so I really don't know the name, but I'm drinking white wine right now. So if you're not drinking white wine, or you're not drinking any wine and you want to drink a wine, I think you should grab the next wine or drink you have and get to drinking, basically. Join me in drinking, basically, as we listen to this podcast. So here we go. I'm going to take a sip of my drink, and I think you should too as well. So let's go. Oh, that was interesting. Kind of. I don't like white wine. Like, my favorite type of wine is red wine. I don't like white wine. White wine is not my go-to wine, but sometimes it actually gets the job done. So we're drinking white wine today, basically. A drinking white wine today. Okay, so how did this story start? So basically, there was this day that I was basically messaged on Instagram by a guy. Yes, I know most of you were like, is this a guy? Yes, it's a guy. What a shocker. So I was messaged on Instagram by a guy, and he was like, oh, he has a show on YouTube or something like that that he wants me to be on, that he thinks my personality would be so suitable for the show and all that. And I'm thinking, okay, I've not been on a show. Like, by that time that he sent me that message, I just started taking pictures of myself, and I had not been on a video show before. And I was like, okay, this is actually one of the opportunities that the universe has brought to you to put yourself out there and overcome this anxiety and, you know, build your confidence, basically. So I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm gonna try it out. So he was like, cool, and all that. He said, oh, your show is one of the biggest shows on YouTube. I really didn't care about how big the show was. I just wanted to make sure that the show was actually a legitimate show. Apparently, it's like a blind date show, something like that. So I was like, cool. So this messaging actually took place in Abuja, when I was in Abuja. So I was like, okay, no problem, let me know. He now said, okay, when next I come to Lagos, because the show actually airs in Lagos. So he said, when next I come to Lagos, I should let him know so we can organize the shoot. Everything just seemed very legitimate. So I was like, cool, no problem. So a few weeks passed, and I decided to travel to Lagos to see my best friend. And I was going to stay over at his house, family house, by the way. So I was at his house, and just when we come together, we usually just create art, do shoots, we just do a lot of creative stuff together. So when we are together, so that's what we're doing that period. And then I remembered, actually needed a camera. Yeah, we needed a camera to do a shoot. Yeah. And we didn't have a camera, so we were using our phones to take pictures. But we didn't have a camera, so we needed a camera. So I remember that this guy messaged me on Instagram, and he said he has a shoe and he has cameras and all that. So I was like, okay. I told my best friend about it, and he was like very kind of skeptical, but he was like, okay, let's go do it. So I now messaged the guy. I was like, hey, I'm in Abuja, and I'm in Lagos, and I'm staying in this estate. And he said, oh my gosh, he's also staying in the estate as well. And I said, okay, cool, that's wow, what a coincidence, that's really cool. Sorry, we need a camera, if that's cool with you. We actually just want to do a shoot. Can we borrow your camera to do a shoot? Because it's a normal thing for people with cameras to lend out their cameras, either for pay or just like to support other creatives. Basically, it's a normal thing in the photography community to lend out your camera or your equipment, either for rent or just to help people in their creative journey. So basically he was like, cool, he's gonna meet me at the park. I should meet him at the park. Like, huh, I was telling my best friend, I don't trust this guy, I don't know who he is, I haven't seen him before, I have not met him before. So like, I'm really worried, like, can you please escort me to come and meet him? And he was like, okay, I'll escort you. He was actually very happy to escort me to meet him. Okay, so I was getting ready, we're all getting ready to go get the camera, and suddenly I started having a bad feeling. I was like, hi, I don't feel, oh, by the way, besides the point, I think I've forgotten some part of the story. I think I told him that he said I should come over to his house. I said, I don't feel comfortable coming over to his house. Should meet at the park? Yes. So after I told him that, he stopped responding. So I felt, one of them guys. Feel me? So as we're waiting for him to respond, we're having second thoughts about it. I was like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. I don't think I want to patronize this. Sorry, use this guy's camera. Even have anything to do with this guy. Like, I don't think I'm interested. Like, nah, my spirit is telling me nah. You know when you have an intuition that's like telling you this is a bad idea, this is a bad idea, this person is a bad idea. So basically, I told my friend, I'm not feeling like going to get this camera from this guy. So I'm taking a sip. I said, I'm not feeling like going to get this camera from this guy. I feel like we should just wait for I feel like we should borrow someone. There's another guy that had a camera ourselves, like we should borrow his camera instead. So he was like, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. Let's just cancel. So I just messaged him, hey, you're not responding, because he actually wasn't responding, because I said I was not coming over to his house and we should meet at the park. So he wasn't responding, and maybe he was thinking, oh, what am I going to do? He was planning, you know how guys are. And if you're a guy, you know how you guys are. So I just sent him a message, hey, are you there, and then I just blocked him. We moved on with our lives, thinking. Then he started messaging me, I think he started calling me. I was like, sending me messages like, I'm here. So we now say, let's just go. I think before I blocked him, right? Yeah. So I started going halfway to the park. We're like, nah, I don't, my energy is telling me no. So we turned back and went back. She now started sending me insults that I wasted his time. He answered the park. He came to the park. He didn't see me. And I'm like the way he's even shouting at me, like I wasn't already waiting for him before he even responded. Like I was just like, I beg, this guy should just leave me alone. So I blocked him, and if you don't know me, I'm the block queen. Basically, if somebody around me basically is like toxic and has negative energy and stuff, and I know that you're gonna stress me, I just block you. And I just don't like stress, basically. So I blocked him and I just moved on. Do you know this guy was stalking me after I blocked him? This guy was stalking me. He was literally stalking me. I didn't even know, like, I moved on my life. Like, it was actually, was it that period? I think I had even traveled back to Abuja and traveled back to Lagos again. So it took like at least 3 weeks. I knew a very long time passed before the second incident happened, and meanwhile I have not seen this guy before. I have not seen his face before, so I do not know who he is. His Instagram pictures are some kind of weird, you can't really tell. You know how guys take pictures, like they put their head down, you know, they're doing some funny things. They put their head down, put their head to the right, put their head to the right and act like they are not hearing you. Sorry. Put your head down and act like, you know, they don't want to show their face on camera for some reason, but you can't really tell who they are. Like, you can't really spot them in public because you don't really know how they look like. So I think 3 weeks passed. I traveled back to Abuja and brought myself back to Lagos again for another event with my friend. So I was actually at a hotel this time in the same estate, basically. So one day, I and my friend and I decided to go to the supermarket in the estate to get something. So as we're walking to the supermarket, a car pulls up beside us with a very loud, you know when a car does a screeching sound, and I was like, stopped beside us. And normally when guys stop, I thought it was a guy just trying to toast me or something. So normally when guys, you know, stop for me, I don't even pay them any attention because I'm actually not interested. I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want to waste your time. I don't even respond to any car that actually stops to say hi to me or anything. I just don't respond to anybody. So I was naturally just ignoring the car. He now kept calling for me, hey you. I was like, I had to turn. I was like, who is this person? Like, does he want a direction or something? So as I turned to see who he was, this guy in the car was like, you're the one that was on Instagram that kept me waiting the other day or something. He kept me waiting the other day. See, look at you walking on the street, look at you. thinking that that would make me feel bad about myself for, like, most people don't know me and my personality. My actual personality is I absolutely do not give a fuck about so many things that most people give a fuck about, like wealth, like all those like vain shit. I actually don't give a flying fuck about it. Doesn't really psych me, or I can actually be very, very financially stable, and I will not be out there showing everybody. I'm like, that's not my personality. I just don't really give a fuck about all that. So he kept on saying, "Look at you. You ignored me. You're the one that was ignoring me, but shouting." He was shouting at the top of his voice. People were looking at us. I just decided to ignore him, but my friend was like, nah, he was already getting on his nerves. So he was like talking to him back. "See how you're embarrassing yourself? Leave this place." He was like, "Yo, you're just a small boy. You're just a small boy." I was like, "Why is this guy taking this in B? A girl calls you. A girl decided not to show up on a date for you. Is this a reason for you to come and show that you are very insecure about yourself and embarrass yourself on the streets?" Basically, it was horrible. I had walked past them. In fact, I didn't even look back. I didn't pay him any attention because I was thinking that my friend would also do the same. But apparently, he has a shorter temper than I do. And he was yelling at his stubborn, but insulting the man, like, "Look at you, shame on you." I can't remember. I didn't even know what he was saying, Sha. But I knew he really insulted the man. The man was also insulting him, calling him a small boy, that you deal with him, you deal with us. For what? What did we do? You said it. Somebody stood you up. It wasn't even a date. We wanted to borrow your camera, my G. We didn't come and collect your camera. Is that what you're paying? We did not make you drive out of your estate to another part of the estate, to maybe the island or somewhere. You were in your estate. You just drove to the park and you're just paying that you were ignored. Basically. So we ignored him. I had to come back and grab my friend. Like, please, let's be going. The guy had to do a U-turn. It was so embarrassing. Like, it was horrible. After then, I think he was already blocked. Like, I was just imagining, like, so just because you have this fragile ego and you have so much insecurities, you would keep this thing up. Like, a grown this man was like, I know I told you I never knew what he looked like. Like, this is actually somebody in his 30s. I'm not joking. He was someone in his 30s, a grown-ass man, basically acting like a little child, embarrassing himself because there was absolutely no need for him to behave that way. It was actually uncalled for. He had no reason behaving that way. If it was something that was upsetting you, it's just to say, "Oh, hi, sorry, it's me. The other day you didn't show up again. You blocked me. What happened?" That's one of the best ways to approach it. Not to come and ask me, thinking that you pulling up in a Range Rover. I can't remember the car that he even pulled up in. I don't really pay attention to all that. And telling me that, "Look at me. Look at the way I was dressed. Look at the way I'm walking on the streets like I'm not in this level." Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck about you. Who are you? Like, do you feel me? Who the hell are you? And why should I care about what you think about me? Like, did you leave my side and stop embarrassing yourself? Like, what the fuck? I wanted my friend to just ignore him so that he just feels so stupid. But he could not hold himself. He had to protect me. Bashed him, insulted the life out of him. He was actually driving and following my friend and we're just insulting each other. Cars were waiting behind the city though. He had to go and do a U-turn, shameful U-turn, and go. Like, as he was driving away, was he thinking, what I did, was it okay? Like, you think, I don't know, what was he thinking? Like harassing me would be, I don't know his thought process, but he did not, whatever he thought he did, he didn't eat. It was very cringeworthy. It was something fucking embarrassing for a grown-ass man to do. Like, it was horrible. And well, that's one of the reasons why most men that age group, I don't really pay much attention to them, because they're like always childish. And it's very, I can get a young guy acting childish, but you, a grown-ass man that's supposed to be probably married or something, acting like a kid, my god, it's actually embarrassing. So that was this very, very, very stressful and horrible experience. I think my friend said he saw him again after that day, but like I don't think I was with him that same period. But that's the story. That's how I was harassed and stalked by a grown ass idiot on Instagram. So ladies, be very careful, because he decided to pull down the window and insult me instead of shoot me. So very careful who you reply on Instagram, or who you, you know, give access to yourself, basically, because there are psychopaths and stupid sociopaths out there that, like, that are so fucking entitled, they'll feel like they have the right to your space and have the right to for you to respond to them. Like, for some reason, they are somebody in their head, like, you should know them, or they are like whatever they think they are. Yeah, so just be careful out there. There are a lot of psychopaths. So yeah, that's the story. I hope it was quite entertaining for you guys, and quite educational as well for the ladies. So be careful, especially if you're young and you're on Instagram. Stop replying DMs. Like, most females, you feel like getting a lot of DMs is like a thing of pride. You're beautiful. Yes, you are beautiful, but you're so excited, you're getting so much attention. It's like, these niggas don't give a fuck about you. You just want to fucking take advantage of you. Like, just want to use you. And when they don't get their way, they would, like, try to even harm you. So be very careful. This is the same reason why I do not entertain anybody. I do not reply DMs. I'm not feeling myself. I'm not the most beautiful girl. In fact, if I should rate myself on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll call myself a solid 4 or solid 5. So I'm not feeling myself. I just want you to just leave me alone. There's nothing wrong with you. It's nothing wrong with me. Like, just stay away from me. I just do this because I'm trying to protect my space from anybody that's trying to, you know, take negative energy into my space or come into my space to harm me. You feel me? So, like, that's the same reason why I just keep my Instagram private. I keep my life private. So, yeah, be careful out there. There are a lot of psychopaths. And yeah, so that's basically the story. You guys should please comment on this story. I'll leave a description thingy. If you're on Spotify, you have access to that as well, for you to leave your comments, basically, or your. I also want to hear your stories as well. Let me know if you have anything similar, any story similar to this. I would like to hear them, because if you share your stories with me, and even me sharing those stories with other people, they feel like they are also heard as well, and, you know, we all come together and come create a way to protect ourselves. So, like, I want to hear your own stories concerning this kind of, if you have similar experience to mine, basically, let me know in the comments thingy. I think I'll leave a link to that as well on my Instagram, so if you don't have Spotify, you can just get a link straight to the comment box. You can also leave questions and all that, and to be responded to. Okay, so that's the end of the story. I don't know if you still have enough time for another story from a subreddit, but let's see. It's just been in 10 more minutes, so let's see. Okay, so we have like 7 minutes left, but I'm just going to quickly run by this story, because I find these stories really interesting, and I would love to share one with you. I have not read these stories, by the way. I'm also blind reacting to these stories at the same time as you guys, so this one is long. What the hell? Let's do the short one. Okay, so it says, my boyfriend, 22 male, constantly makes mean jokes towards me, 21 female. You guys are not much age gap between the both of you. So my boyfriend and I have been they don't really write these things with the best grammar, so forgive my hiccups, basically. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year. Things have been going great for us. However, sometimes my boyfriend makes jokes that I really mean, but makes it seem harmless. Guy, I feel like I do this. It's either him saying jokingly, I don't like you, or something mean. When I speak up about it, he either doesn't understand, apologizes, or blames it on something I did or said. This morning, for example, we decided to watch Enchanted on Disney+. as we both know how romantic and cute this movie is, one of the characters tries to get someone to dance, and the guy says, I don't dance. Sidebar, my boyfriend can dance, but saying this was meant to be mean. Was not meant to be mean at all. Okay, the way she wrote this with the parentheses was really confusing. So let's start again. You're watching a movie on Disney Plus, and it's a very romantic movie. One of the characters tries to get one of the other characters to dance, and the guy in this movie says, I don't dance. So she says, sidebar, my boyfriend can't dance. But saying this was not meant to be mean at all. I said, oh, babe, you're like that too. He agreed and admitted he can't, but he should try. I go on saying we should practice dancing together. I like dancing. Sorry. We should dance like how they do in the movies, where they hold each other close, ballroom dancing, basically. Shockingly, he says, I don't like you like that. This is weird. He says, I don't like you like that to do that. I don't know what that means. Then laughs in my face and proceeds to say, it's because you said blah 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 blah, and goes to sleep right after. What? That was weird. Overall, I feel like he's a good boyfriend and he does everything right. I just feel like he just isn't the right boyfriend for me. It's like I am losing more and more feelings. That hurt my feelings so bad I broke down crying. Wow, that hurt your feelings. I don't know if I should keep trying, let him change, or call it quits. I myself am not a mean person just willingly want to hurt someone's feelings not anyone's feelings, really. I feel like he's not joking and he's telling somewhat of the truth, but he won't leave me alone. I also feel like I may be being overly sensitive. Maybe I'm wrong. TLDR, boyfriend makes jokes that I really mean, but make it harmless. It's never funny, it's hurtful. I don't know, like, what do you guys think? I think this is not, I think it's something that she needs to talk to him about, you know. And if she says, oh, these jokes you're cracking in my expense, it's not funny to me. And if he feels like he's not doing anything wrong, regardless, even after she expressed that he's hurting her, then I think that they should call it quits, because you shouldn't be with somebody that makes you feel horrible about yourself, basically, and not willing to actually acknowledge that he's hurting her. So I guess you should make call it quits, because this is not it. I don't know, should we do one more or should we call it a day? I think we should call it a day. Let's save this one for the next time. This has been really cute. This has been nice episode. Hope you learned something from my story, and hope that you would actually tune in and listen to this podcast like I asked you to in the beginning of the show. And remember, you can just go to Instagram, type in the This Talk Show. In the bio, we have so many shows, and you can even see it in the highlights as well. And then you can click on the link in the bio, and you see the several links that this podcast is on. And you can just click anyone you want, anyone you have the apps, and then listen. And if you don't have the apps, you can just go straight to the Anchor link, and you listen to all these podcasts there, down to the old ones since last year as well. So thank you guys for subscribing on the YouTube platform, and thank you for following us on Instagram. Please keep following us on Instagram. We need to get to 500 followers, so please keep following This Talk Show, and stay tuned for videos next year. unfailingly. Thank you guys for listening. This is Just Vibing, the baby show of the Digitalk Show, and keep subscribing. Bye.